AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. Notre Dame ends Indiana's Cinderella season and advances in the college football playoff. Correspondent Tom McCabe reports.
Notre Dame took control early, going up on Indiana 7-0 when Jeremiah Love ran 98 yards for a touchdown following an Irish interception. Quarterback Riley Leonard completed 23 of 32 passes for 201 yards in the 27-17 win that sends Notre Dame to the second round of the playoffs against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
This is special for us, and a lot of us, me being a guy who, my freshman year, I went 3-9 and was just begging to make a bowl game. To be playing in the Sugar Bowl right now, I got to kind of go full circle now, and it's really cool.
The surprising Hoosiers finished their season 11-2. The Irish held Indiana to just 63 rushing yards.
Another former NFL player with no coaching experience has been tabbed to lead another college program. Norfolk State officially announced the hiring of four-time Pro Bowl quarterback Michael Vick as its next head coach Friday. Vick takes over the program at the historically black college that went 4-8 last year and has not made the FCS playoffs since 2011. Turning to the NBA, the Cavaliers roll over the new NBA Cup champion Bucks in their return to action. Correspondent David Schuster reports.
Donovan Mitchell scored 29 points in just 27 minutes as the Cavaliers crushed the Bucks 124-101. All five Cleveland starters were in double figures, and Coach Kenny Atkinson pointed out unheralded Dean Wade.
You get the defense, and if he makes threes like that, can I say this? You're like unstoppable. Like if he can lock up like he locks up, and then getting the three ball going, that's really, really hard.
Wade did hit four of his 5 3-point attempts. Giannis Antetokounmpo did what he could with 33 points and 14 rebounds, but Milwaukee, playing without the injured Damian Lillard, fell to 14-12. Cleveland, meanwhile, has won 7 of 8, and they have the league's best record at 24-4.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander leads the Thunder with 25 points and 7 rebounds as Oklahoma City goes to Miami and leaves with a 104-97 win over the Heat. Jalen Williams leads all scorers with 33 points in the win, while Tyler Hero has 28 points and 12 rebounds for the Heat in the loss. And Joel Embiid returns to the 76ers after missing a game due to a sinus fracture. He ends up with 34 points and 9 assists as Philadelphia defeats the Charlotte Hornets 108-98. Tyrese Maxey adds 23 points, and Kelly Oubre has 22 in the victory. Deontay Johnson's tenure in Baltimore ends quickly. The Capitals end their losing skid, and baseball announces a record in luxury tax payments. That and more is coming up. A former first-round receiver has been cut after playing only 4 games with his new team on a busy NFL news day. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Baltimore has waived wide receiver Deontay Johnson following a brief and troubled stint with the team, in which the Ravens said he refused to enter a game against Philadelphia. Elsewhere, the Chiefs activated wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown from injured reserve before Saturday's game against the Texans. Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams is a game-time decision against the Rams. Brown star defensive end Miles Garrett says he has no interest in the team going through another offseason of dramatic changes. And Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts was fined $5,628 by the NFL for wearing mismatched cleats against the Steelers.
In addition, the chances of the Washington Commanders returning to play in the District of Columbia took a hit Friday when a provision that would have transferred control of the RFK Stadium site from the federal to the city government was taken out of a spending bill passed by Congress. The city has been looking to lure the team back from Maryland, where they have been playing since 1997. In the NHL, the Capitals halt their mini-skid. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Alexei Protas, Connor McMichael, and Jacob Verana each scored goals to help lead the Capitals to a 3-1 win over the Hurricanes. Protas gave the Caps the lead with 43 seconds to go in the first period as Washington snapped a brief 2-game slide.
We needed to get back, and that was a great test in front of the home crowd. And I think we did a really good job together as a team. Now we got 2 more huge tests before the break, so we got to be ready.
Verana and McMichael scored their goals in the second period, while goalie Charlie Lindgren made 23 saves, including a fabulous windmill save of a Tyson Jost shot. The win allowed the Capitals to leapfrog the Devils for first place in the Metropolitan Division.
And the Panthers need extra time but finish off the Blues. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Panthers pulled out a 2-1 win over the Blues on Alexander Barkov's power play goal at 4:43 of overtime.
That mindset, like 2-1, mindset that we want to have. Obviously, sometimes you're going to score more, but sometimes they're going to score more. But it's okay. At least the mindset needs to be there, and the way we need to play is that, not to give up too many chances off the rush.
Barkov also assisted on the game-tying goal, setting up Uvis Belinkis midway through the second period. Sergei Bobrovsky handled 26 shots, blanking St. Louis after Oscar Sundquist beat him 10-01 into the game. Florida's third straight win keeps them tied with the Maple Leafs for the Atlantic Division lead. Joel Hofer made 25 saves for the Blues, who've dropped three straight and 5 of 6.
Other finals in the NHL, William Nylander has a three-point night as the Maple Leafs double up the Sabres 6-3. Patrick Laine's power play goal proves to be the difference as the Canadiens edge the Red Wings 4-3. Igor Shesterkin stops 41 Dallas shots as the Rangers beat the Stars 3-1. Nathan MacKinnon has 3 points as the Avalanche gets by the Ducks 4-2. And Dylan Gunther's 2 goals are all Utah needs to tame the Wild 2-1. Major League Baseball announces that a record 9 teams will pay over $311 million in luxury taxes for their 2024 payrolls. Leading the way are the Dodgers, who rack up an unprecedented $103 million in taxes. The Mets will pay $97 million, and the Yankees $62.5 million. The Phillies, Braves, and Rangers also have tax bills of at least $10 million to pay. And the Houston Astros have reportedly agreed to a 3-year deal with free agent first baseman Christian Walker worth $60 million. Walker has spent each of the last 8 seasons with the Arizona Diamondbacks and won the National League Gold Glove at first base in each of the past 3 years. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.